Our friends, our news partners at Cairo 7 News, they had obtained the exit interviews of Seattle police officers. And I will tell you, I've helped the little town, suburban town in which I live. I helped them voice a recruiting video because they're trying to attract cops. I talked to some officers at a large East Side police department, and they said, yeah, we're getting a lot of laterals from Seattle. People just want out of Seattle. And I don't blame them. You know, we told you about how disrespected they are. Nicole saw that firsthand when she did her ride-along this last weekend. You have again today. You have Keshama Sawant saying that she believes that Seattle cops just want to murder black people. It is so unbelievably irresponsible. I mean, this is somebody who needs to be out of office because she's making the job that is already just horribly dangerous because of horrible politicians like her. And she's making it even more dangerous. But we have a story up at My Northwest that Sawant, in a statement, claimed that black residents are targeted in deadly shootings. And are you wondering why cops, she's previously has called cops murderers. Now she says that they're targeting black people to be murdered. And she is ratcheting up the danger level to a incredibly destructive force. So, Cairo 7, they reviewed these cop exit interviews, and what they found out is that the cops just say they cannot work for these politicians in Seattle. And Lindsay Sheldon, the reporter at Cairo 7, asked Jenny Durkin if she's surprised about some of the feedback they're getting as cops are leaving the town in droves.
Were you surprised by hearing what was in these exit interviews?
You know, first, the most important thing I want every police officer to know is how much I, as mayor, and the city really value their service.
Bull crap. It's bull crap. Jenny Durkin is saying that on the same day that a member of her city council says that cops target black people to be murdered. That's not valuing police officers. And if you want to have any credibility, Jenny, you and anybody else with any bit of power and leverage, you should get someone who's that destructive out of office. And yeah, it might take a recall election, although she can be recalled in the regular election coming up. But the cops just don't want to be here. Kevin Stuckey is an African-American who's the head of the Seattle Police Officers Guild.
People get frustrated. They want to feel supported. And so they have to go into these other agencies. And we're at a crisis right now.
And he specifically cited Sawant's murderer comment.
The councilwoman is entitled to her opinion, but every time she makes a comment like that, it hurts our retention and it hurts our recruiting because they can go somewhere else and not have to deal with that.
But remember, it's all very purposeful. Sawant wants to destroy the city. She wants to tear it down. And in her twisted mind, she thinks that she's then going to rebuild a Marxist police department and a Marxist city. I mean, this is how delusional. This is my personal opinion. I believe there's some mental illness going on with Sawant, given that she takes her marching orders from that Marxist organization and that is their stated goal, is to tear the city down. So, Jenny, what about a solution?
I think we have to do a whole range of things. There's no one thing that will convince any employee they're valued. So it has to be long-term and sustained. And so we want to do a range of things. Number one, we want to show that when we hire them, we're going to pay them what they're worth.
Okay. So you're already paying more than most suburban cities. But for cops, it's not worth it. They got to deal with the types of crimes they have to deal with on a regular basis, and they get $8,000 more than somebody in a city that doesn't allow drug vagrants sleeping everywhere. The way of life in other cities is so much more valuable. And you know, out where I live, I know the cops. And they like our city council. They like our mayor. They feel supported. This in Seattle, it's unsustainable. So we've got a bad situation that's getting worse. And we have a complete failure of leadership at the very top.